Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Members of the Moroccan community living in Australia are expressing concern for the safety of their relatives as the death toll after Friday's earthquake continues to rise. Over 2,100 people are confirmed to have died, making it the deadliest earthquake in Morocco in more than six decades. Morocco has declared 3 days of mourning, and King Mohammed VI has called for prayers for the dead to be held at mosques across the country. Moroccan activist Nadia Bouchti told SBS Arabic 24 she has been in constant contact with her relatives online and is deeply concerned for their safety.
Since we are far away and don't know the extent of the damage caused by the earthquake, I cannot describe the feeling, especially at first, when we knew that the earthquake had occurred and didn't know the damage. As a result, we felt fear for our families with whom we communicated on the internet.
The Albanese government is growing its campaign in support of an Indigenous voice to Parliament over the next few weeks in the lead-up to the referendum. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek told Channel 7 it will be important for Yes campaigners to convince those who are still undecided about the proposal. She says it's an important and simple step led by Indigenous Australians to acknowledge at least 65,000 years of First Nations history in Australia.
It's a way of saving money and getting better results. This idea came from Aboriginal people. Well over 80% of them support it. This is not a committee that has a veto over Parliament. It doesn't get to stop things happening. It doesn't run programs. It is a committee to give advice. It is really a lot less scary than some of the No campaign are making it out to be.
Victoria's wage regulator has filed 2,425 criminal charges against one of Australia's biggest catalogue distributors for allegedly breaching child labour laws. Wage Inspectorate Victoria has filed the charges against IVE Distribution, accusing them of allegedly hiring more than 400 children under the age of 15 last year to deliver catalogues and flyers, despite not possessing the appropriate permits. In Victoria, if an employer holds a child employment permit or license, it is legal for children 11 years old or older to deliver newspapers and advertising content. The matter is expected to be heard in Melbourne's Magistrates Court on the 2nd of October. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic has won his 24th Grand Slam singles title, beating Russia's Daniil Medvedev in the final of the US Open. The victory at Flushing Meadows puts Djokovic on the same level with Australian female tennis star Margaret Court, who holds the all-time Grand Slam record. The clash with Medvedev was a rematch of the 2021 final, which Medvedev won in straight sets to claim his only Grand Slam title. Djokovic has now won two more Grand Slam singles titles than any other men's player in history. He says he has now exceeded even his most ambitious childhood dreams.
I had the childhood dream when I was 7, 8, I wanted to become the best player in the world and win Wimbledon trophy. That was the only thing I wanted. But then when I realized that, you know, obviously I started to dream new dreams and set new objectives, new goals. I never imagined that I would be here standing with you talking about 24 slams. I never thought that that would be the reality, but the last couple of years I felt I have a chance.
I'm Sam Dover. This is SBS News in Easy English.